What's up, everyone? Welcome to today's podcast. My name is John Nichols, and this is the Entrepreneurial Christian Podcast. I want to really thank you so much for being on today and listening to me. I'm going to give you a little background about me, myself, and more than anything, I just want to talk about God stories. This is what this podcast is all about. It's about the God stories in your life. It's about what God has done for you in your everyday life. And I do believe in everyday miracles. And so this podcast is dedicated to telling these stories. And I'll be having guests on talking about what God has done in their lives. And I think it's really important because as a follower of Jesus, I think it's part of my job to get the word of Christ out to the nations, to the world. And what a better platform to do that than being on a podcast. I have another podcast called Expansion Code Radio. If you're looking for business information and things of that nature, you can check that out. But that's not what this podcast is about. This podcast is all about God stories. And I call it the Entrepreneurial Christian because I am an entrepreneur and I am a Christian. So this falls along with what I am, that God has made me into. This God's given me this life, which is fantastic. Like I said, God has blessed me beyond anything that I could ever imagine. I have such a rich life, and not just in, you know, money-wise, because God has given me great businesses, but He has given me wonderfully rich people in my life, people that have had extraordinary lives, people that have enriched my life, people that have made an impression on my life. I was talking to a good friend of mine the other day, and he'll be on the podcast on an upcoming episode. His name is Joe Turk. And I was speaking with him yesterday, and I was talking to him about, you know, hey, I've got this project, the Entrepreneurial Christian Podcast that I am going to be developing, and you guys are listening to the first episode, and we were just talking about some of the things that God has done in our lives, and it was pretty interesting. So I want to go into one of my first God stories, which involves Joe Turk, and he's a really good friend of mine. It's kind of interesting. Me and my wife own UPS stores, and we were at the UPS store convention, and he works for Ricoh, which is a copier manufacturer. And, so he was there, promoting copiers, and we met, and over the years, we've just developed this really great friendship. And so the story goes is that we were in the process of looking to buy a house. This has probably been back in 2018, probably. Yeah, 18, I think. And we'd found a house that we liked, but there were some issues with it. I mean, we had to gut the pool stuff out and put in an all new pool equipment. We had to fix this big retaining wall on this house. The house didn't have a pantry, of all things. It had lots of cabinets, but no true pantry dedicated. There was just some weird things about this house. And I was talking to Joe, and let me back up. I've been praying to God about this house. I've been like, dear Lord, if you don't want me to have this house, please take it away from me. And I've been saying these particular, because this is a typical prayer that I say in my life. I ask God, if there's something that He doesn't want me to have, please take it away. Well, God doesn't always do the things that I ask Him to do. You know, the thing is that we have to fall into God's will, not the other way around. God doesn't fall into what we want. And so we need to align ourselves with God, not the other way around, trying to get God to align ourselves, to align Him with us. Because that's never going to happen. So, but at that time, I was just asking, hey, can you just take something away from me? And there was a learning process in this. And I really believe that this whole process was for me to learn to trust in Him and to get lined up with what He wants for me. So I went to Joe. We were talking on the phone. And we try to keep caught up every, I don't know, about every 6 weeks or so. And I was telling him about this house and about, you know, about how I've been praying to God and I haven't been getting any answers and things of this nature. And what Joe told me was really amazing. And he said, well, do you have God's peace about this? And I was just like, huh, the peace of God. No, I don't. I don't have any peace about this peace at all. And he said, well, it sounds like God's been answering you all along. You just haven't been listening. It may not have been the way that you wanted to hear what he was saying, but he was definitely talking to you, John. He said, I always remembered that when you're in the will, when you are aligned with God, when you're in God's will, he will always, always give you a peace about whatever the decision is. And that there is a really fantastic thing. And I didn't have the peace of God with me. I had turmoil inside of me about this house. And so we'd already made an offer on the house, but we were in the stages of doing our due diligence, you know, home inspections, these things. And there was just some things in the home inspection that came back that just wasn't right, that we didn't feel comfortable about. There was this huge crack in this retaining wall that held the driveway up. There was just several different things. And so we just said no to the deal, backed out because we still could. And it was like, it was just amazing. Whenever we backed out of that deal, it was like the world was lifted off my shoulders. It was so amazing how God had used Joe to educate me about a different way that God was speaking to me. Now, if you're listening to this podcast and you're not a follower of Jesus, I'm just going to tell you right now, you may believe all this stuff is just BS, but it's not, folks. God does work in your lives and he talks to you in different ways. Some people actually see God in dreams or visions. Some people hear God audibly. And other people, which is me, I hear God through my thoughts and my feelings. And I know there's people out there that's going to tell me that this is crazy, but it's just the way that I receive God. And everybody's different. Everybody is made differently. Everybody is tuned differently. And if you actually tune in to the way God speaks to you, amazing things will happen. Your life will become so rich. Your life will become so full. And so, you know, I really try to tune in and listen to the way that God talks to me now. And whenever I do my quiet time, you know, God talks to me during my thoughts. So I'll read a verse of scripture and I'll write it down. And then I'll come back and I'll rewrite it in a more simplest way that makes me understand it a little better. And then I will go through and just start writing whatever God puts into my head at that time. I'll start writing. And I've got a journal I use that I just write down my stuff in. And I spend anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour. I try to do it every day, but, you know, I'm not perfect. And that there is what I'm striving to do. But the days I don't do it, I can tell that the enemy is really, really, really just kind of attacking me. So that there is just like one of the God stories that's really stuck out in my life, that he used a really good friend of mine to touch base with me and to say, hey, do you feel God's peace in this decision? And I didn't. And then I got lined up with God and turned away from this deal because it wasn't what God had envisioned for me. It wasn't what God wanted for me. And it makes a huge difference. So My next little story is going to be about when I had cancer. So back in 2006, I had oral cancer, and I had a spot show up on the underside of my tongue, on the left side of my tongue. And it was really interesting because it hurt. It really hurt. And this was, it showed up in the, I don't know, I'm going to say June of 2006. And so it was keeping me up at night. It was like I couldn't sleep because it was hurting so bad. And so I ended up going to my family physician at the time, and he didn't know what it was. So he thought it might have been shingles. So he gave me medicine for shingles. So I took this medication for shingles for an entire week. It wasn't shingles. So I went back to see him, and he was just like, you know, why don't we just get this thing biopsied just to make sure that it's, you know, just to make sure what it is. You know, it could be nothing. It could just be a sore that we need to do something with. So I said, okay. So he sent me to an oral surgeon. So I got I went to the oral surgeon and got there. I brought my wife with me, and because I never had a biopsy done on my tongue. I mean, that doesn't sound like a fun thing to do. So I was just like, yeah, I'm going to take my wife with me just in case that, that she may need to drive or something like this. I didn't know at the time. I went back. The oral surgeon came in. He looked at the tongue, felt the tongue, felt the spot. And he was just like, hey, have you had this biopsy before? No. Well, it feels kind of weird. It's kind of hard, and it doesn't feel normal. He says, this could possibly be cancer. Now, this was the first time in several weeks that I'd even heard the C word, the cancer, you know? And so I was just like, huh. I said, should I be worried? He goes, well, I mean, I don't know. He says, but if I do the biopsy, it's just going to make the process longer if it is cancer. He said, you probably need to go see an ear, nose, throat person. I said, okay. I said, do you recommend anybody? And he said, sure. And he gave me, I think it was four names of different doctors. And so I just go up to his front desk, and I get the names, and I start calling the doctors. The first one on the list couldn't see me for 6 or 7 weeks. The second doctor I called couldn't see me for about the same time. The third doctor I called, they were just like, yeah, it's going to be 5-6 weeks. So the last doctor on the list I called is over in Maryville. And I can't remember what the guy's name is. And I think it's irrelevant at this point. But so I call, and they were just like, if you can be here in 30 minutes, we can get you in to see the doctor. And I said, done. We're on our way. And so I was up in the middle of Knoxville, Tennessee. And so it took us right at 30 minutes to get over to the doctor's office. And we went in. He took me back. And I'm going to tell you right now, the most strangest thing I've ever had. And it hurt, but it wasn't crazy pain. But having your tongue biopsied is just a crazy thing. And so the doctor grabs these, I don't know if they're forceps or whatever. And he tells me to stick out my tongue. And then he grabs the end of my tongue and pulls it out. And then he takes this shot and starts numbing up my tongue. And I'm going to tell you right now, that hurts like the dickens. Getting a shot directly into your tongue, man, that hurts. But what I didn't realize is that I bleed like crazy from my tongue. And all of a sudden, he starts injecting this numbing medication into my tongue. And when he pulls out the needle, my tongue starts bleeding in that spot. And he does it in about 4 or 5 places. And then I have to take this piece of gauze, throw in my mouth, around my tongue, to get this bleeding stopped. It was just absolutely bonkers. And so anyhow, so I have to wait 5 minutes. He grabs, I don't know if it's tweet forceps or whatever it was. I call them tongue pliers because that's what it looked like to me. And he grabs my tongue again, it pulls it out, and then he takes this scalpel and he slices off a piece of that place on my tongue. And he says, you know, we'll get back with you in, you know, 3 or 4 days, whatever it was. And so now I had the word cancer in my head. And so I was just like, I don't know what to do. So, of course, me and Marianne, we start praying about this, you know. And I'm just like, God, don't let this be cancer. Just let it be something different. You know, let it be benign, whatever. Just don't let it be cancer. Just don't let it be cancer. And I was praying the wrong prayer. This was back 2006. And I wasn't as mature of a Christian then as I am now. Because I was 36 years old. I'm 52 now, which makes me a little more mature, especially when it comes to God. And so we go back to the doctor. We have a doctor's appointment the next week. We go back to the doctor's office, and sure enough, it's cancer. Comes back with a cancer diagnosis. And here's the weird thing about it. So I used to dip. Years and years ago, I dipped from probably the age of 14 to 26. So that there was my time range that I dipped, and I dipped on a regular basis. And when I was 26 years old, I'll never forget it. I was in my truck and I was driving down the road, and I was just like, you know, this is a really nasty habit. I need to stop. And I remember grabbing my can of Copenhagen and I tossed it out the window and I quit cold turkey. Now, I dipped a little bit more on and off, just a little bit, for the next, I don't know, 2 or 3 years, maybe even 4 years. But I do remember that I basically quit cold turkey on this stuff. And once I set my mind to it, it was okay. And this whole story about me throwing out that cane and just quitting cold turkey drives my wife crazy because she has a very addictive personality. So anyhow, but fast forward to the year 2006 now. So you're talking about it's been 10 years since I quit dipping. And I asked the doctor, I said, hey, is this cause for me dipping? He said, probably not. He said, it's more than likely just some bad luck. Now, I don't believe in luck too much. I believe in God, and I believe in what God has to do for us. And I really believe that this, once again, was a learning opportunity that God has put in my path. Not that he put it in my path. It's just that this was a learning opportunity for me. And God was there with me during the whole time. Because, I mean, I don't believe that God does things to hurt you. And, of course, cancer is one of these things that was hurting me. But I do believe because we have free will, things happen to us here on earth and we can use these as learning opportunities. So I probably misspoke a few minutes or just a second ago, whenever it was, but this was definitely a learning opportunity and I had to rely upon God for this. And so as soon as we got the diagnosis, my first thing was to the doctor, how do we fix it? And he said, well, surgery is the only way to do it. And I said, well, I'll tell you what, I want to get a second opinion and I'll get back with you. And so my wife, Mary Ellen, called her friend and she recommended another ear, nose, throat doctor in Knoxville. And so I went and seen this doctor and they had the same diagnosis. And I felt really comfortable with this doctor. This other doctor was in Maryville. I didn't want to do any of my stuff in Maryville. I wanted to be in Knoxville. I lived in Knoxville. The hospital I was using was close by, and so you know, I picked this particular surgeon to do this. And so we went in, and it was so I got my diagnosis in September. And it was like the end of September. We went in to surgery the first week of October. And they went in and cut out the cancer, and I had roughly about a quarter of my tongue removed, and they cut me on my left side from right below my ear all the way to the middle of my neck, and went in and tested my lymph nodes, because if cancer had gotten to my lymph nodes, you wouldn't be hearing my voice today on this podcast. But everything came out. It was just surgery. No cancer in my lymph nodes, no nothing. It was just surgery. No chemo, no radiation. God had blessed me so much. And I realized at that moment when I was recovering and stuff, because, you know, major surgery like this and cancer is a really big mental thing. And I remember that I had to rely on God mentally to get through this. I had to rely on Him to help me get my brain wrapped around this and to help me. And I was, you know, I remember praying, you know, God, take away this worry. God, help me with the things that I need to recover. God, change my mindset on the things I need. And He did that. And it was just one of the most amazing things. And that was back in 2006. I've been cancer-free ever since, folks. I got beautiful scars, but that's okay. It reminds me every day of how good God is. So when people say, oh, well, there's God wouldn't let things happen to you like this if He was a loving God, that's not true. We are here on earth. Adam and Eve set all this in motion. And the thing is that Adam and Eve gave us free will and set loose all the stuff that's happened to us now. And He sent Jesus back to renew our relationship with God. That there's Jesus' sole purpose to come back and do the things he did, teach the things He taught, and die for our sins. And restore, with His blood, restore my relationship with God. So that now I can sit and have a conversation with God anywhere. I don't have to do sacrifices. I don't have to do anything. Jesus was my ultimate sacrifice so that I could have this relationship with God. So those are two of my God stories of just how God has just helped me in my life, how He has done so much to make my life so enriched, so wonderful. I've got kids, I've got a wonderful wife, I've got so much wonderfulness in my life. And I'm not saying my life is perfect. It's far from perfect. But with God, my life is pretty doggone perfect. And I don't think there's such a thing as perfect besides Jesus Christ that ever walked on this earth. But you know what? With God, it makes everything easier. You know, my little problems I have here are nothing, because I know who my Father is. I know where I'm going. I know what the end game is. And that gives me peace. Gives me solace. It makes my life bearable because of God and how wonderful He is, and the things He does in my life. I want to thank you so much for listening to this today. Tune into the next episodes that's going to be coming out. I will have people sharing their God stories. And thank you so much for listening. My name is John Nichols, and I am the Entrepreneurial Christian. Thanks, and I'll see you guys on the next one.